the reason that T-Mobile feels that they can get away with these ripoffs of customers and overcharging people and hurting communities out there is because of a big decision by the Supreme Court. A while back, the Supreme Court ruled that you cannot bring a class action lawsuit against a telecommunications company such as T-Mobile. So you cannot get a group of people and take them to court. If you want to, you have to go individually. And you know this is a multi-billion dollar corporation that will crush you in court. So this Supreme Court ruling is super unfair for consumers. That imagine if every pissed off customer that T-Mobile has got together and sued them. They will lose. But on top of that, they will have to change their ways. So they have no incentive to change or to do anything about these scams that they're running on customers, because you cannot fight them, at least not legally. And that is just a real, real sad day in this country, that where the courts usually were the ones defending the little people. Here we see the court defending a huge corporation that does not need their help. Why? I have no idea. It does not make any sense at all. And I really, really hope that something gets done about this. But I'm very, very disappointed that I don't see a movement to changing this. I don't see people mad enough to make a change. I think people are willing to pay these fees more than they're willing to fight these fees. And they make it that way. They make it really difficult for you to be able to fight the fees. You know, you have to be on hold 3 hours to fight 15 cents. You're not going to do that. And why are you going to go take them to court over 15 cents? You're not going to do that either. So they know that they're racking in millions of dollars. They're protected by the court. And on top of that, people have more to lose individually suing them than gaining. But if we were able to get in together as a group and we can really, really bring change to this company. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, their CEO, John, he's on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you've seen his promoted post. He's using the company's marketing money to promote his own Twitter account, because he knows once he gets fired, he can still keep the fame. And is that even right? I mean, if you're the CEO of the company is using the company's marketing money to market himself, because he put himself as sort of like the mascot. And it's brilliant in a way, because when they fire him, you know, he'll continue keeping all those followers that he used by paying, you know, the advertising to get them. But what about caring about what happens to the people that can't pay their bills? What about the seniors out there, people in fixed incomes, people without money? And the phone has become a necessity. It's not even an option. If you want to keep a job, if you want to find a job, you need a phone number. And the phone being such a necessity, and the fact that it's not regulated, where people are getting taken advantage of, is really, really sad. It's disappointing. So I don't know. I'm hoping that I'm doing this because I'm hoping that someone listens. I'm hoping some attorneys listen. I'm hoping that we can take this back to the Supreme Court and get that reversed, where the people should be able to sue T-Mobile. They should be able to take them to court, and that's going to keep these companies really, really on their feet, on their toes, and making sure that they're not ripping people off so bluntly like T-Mobile is doing. So if you're someone that's pissed off like me, let's band together. I want to keep a list of people, as many people as I can, because when the opportunity comes to take them to court, I want this to be a really, really, really big deal. And if you're an attorney and you've been ripped off by T-Mobile, you know, send me a message. Let's do something. I'm really out of options, pretty much. And hopefully together we can create new options.